French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is full moon fish sandwiches. As many of you know, I have lived a good portion of my life in Key West. Though a fishing paradise, my primary interaction with fish is to cook them. I like to think I do it with reverence. When I learned that it was considered ill-mannered, if not corrupt, to add cheese to any dish from my first chef bosses, I took it as gospel. Not long after joining the kitchen crew at the Pier House, I began to work with a talented New York City-born Irishman named Danny McHugh. Though he did serve a time in the financial world up there, the stress got to him, and he abandoned it to take up the charms he found in Key West. Danny was a very skilled saucier, the French gastronomic term for the person who makes the sauces. He was an accomplished butcher as well. Danny also excelled at finding a good place for a drink and conversation after work. One of we locals' favorite places was the Full Moon Saloon, a kind of off-the-beaten-track place that kept the tourists largely out of the way. Rick Lutz was in charge of the kitchen at the Full Moon Saloon. Not long after the place opened, he created a fish sandwich that was just the tonic and ballast needed for a night of drinking. Rick made his fish sandwich with a batter of Bisquick and buttermilk, dusted it with cracker meal, fried it, and topped it with cheddar cheese, melted in gooey profusion over the fish. So young Rick broke with the dictates regarding never serving fish with cheese, and he did it in a fishing town. I had to learn more where these laws of unholy ingredient partnerships came from. I went down an internet rabbit hole. It is often the case when a shibboleth such as this exists. Some proclaim that Italy is the origin for this way of thinking. As to why there is this thinking is a tougher thing to figure out. Some posit that the best cheeses of Italy are produced far from the sea, and thus they don't follow that phrase, what grows together goes together. Yet, buffalo milk mozzarella and pecorino romano both have approximation to Italy's coastlines, so there goes that. The ferocity of these beliefs had to come from a stronger place, a fearful place. I was reading an essay from a publication named Atlas Obscura, which I think gets to the true heart of the issue. The Atlas folks wrote, Ken Albala, a food historian at the University of the Pacific, suggests that this was originally a medical prohibition. Aha! From the time of Hippocrates in the 4th and 3rd centuries BC, humorism was the dominant medical theory throughout what is now Italy. The theory relies on balancing the four humors of the body. Humors in this case meaning the bodily fluids. Good health was considered to be a result of proper balancing. One thing could throw the humors out of whack or be used to rebalance them. So who knows? Maybe someone who was lactose intolerant had a clam pizza with mozzarella and died one day, and the course of history was set. Last I heard, Key West Rick was intent on creating a full moon fish version of a hot dog with cheese. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.